الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our meeting and guide us for knowledge from Al-Quran Al-Azim and Sunnah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث معاوية, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah need you to be good, successful in your life, successful in the hereafter, Allah will guide you to understand your deen. We will have nothing in this life unless we understand its obligation. Its obligation for upon all of us to learn what Allah needed. And as I said before many times, translation in the Quran is not giving you the clear idea. There is two different between translation, word against word in the Quran and Sunnah, and it is something else which is important, the tafsir, the interpretation. That is the most important, inshallah ta'ala. We said last week, alhamdulillah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Huzaifa, told us about 10 major signs of the hour, 10 signs. And as I said, 99 small signs already, the 99 signs already is done. All the small signs are done, except the major signs. We have nothing to wait except the major signs. Therefore, this class is very important to be prepared for it. Anytime Allah is the one, He may make the decision. Anytime Allah can send His punishment upon the people or send one of these signs, and exactly is when this sign is showing, subhanAllah, it's too late for the mu'min to be a believer. To kafir to be a Muslim. Now, last time we spoke about the first sign. If you remember what we spoke before? We spoke before about what? The smoke. And we find for the member who wasn't with us last week, a smoke will fill up the earth from the east to the west, from the north to the south, cover the whole globe. For the kafir, it's going to be very difficult. For the Muslim, it will be like a sniffle. So, alhamdulillah, we study this together, and this is written in the Quran. And I start with the sign which is showing in the Quran first, because the 10 signs divided between part of it from the Quran al-Azim and the other part from the Sunnah. So we spoke about the smoke which Allah mentioned in the Quran, Surah Ad-Dukhan. The surah of the smoke. Surah An-Naml, today we are appointed to speak about another signs written in the Quran, the beast. What happened here? Surah An-Naml, surah number 27, ayah number 82. Surah 27, ayah number 82. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml, the end. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون.
سورة النمل آية number 82. And when the word befalls them, you will bring forth for them a creature from the earth speaking to them, saying that the people were of our verses not certain in faith.
Jazakallah khair. Idha waqa'a al-qawl. According to translation here, when the word befall them, what is the word befall them? When the people fall upon God's saying, that he imposed and his time. Allah is the one who controlled this too. At the time Allah he want, we don't know. It's unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the order, what is the word of Allah? The punishment. The word here in the ayah, the punishment. Because why Allah punished this kind of people in that time? Because the people deserve the wrath of Allah. They disobey Allah. They commit shirk in the land. They don't repent to Allah. So Allah, his word will come upon them and send his punishment. What if the punishment is a beast? Beast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, min al-ard, from the earth. He will come. Doesn't have father, doesn't have a mother, nothing. A special creature Allah created for that purpose. Nothing similar to. Allah send it to the land and it will come from the earth. And we'll see where it's come from. The question is, Ashqi Yunus, where she gonna come from? That is the question. And what she gonna do in the land? This beast, special creature Allah created for that, very heavy hair, and also has like feathers. It will come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسِ, will speak with the people. Could you imagine? Flat face, and speaking all the language. So if you are Sheikh Kiba, you are parler for France, she will speak with France too. Everyone actually will be exactly any kind of people, because you may say he's speaking Arabic. At that time, there are a lot of people, they don't speak Arabic. So don't worry about it. Allah trained this animal to speak the old language. And this animal, the beast, will be able to travel all over the globe. But where she come from? Which land will come from it? Will be brought forth from where?
Is it a female animal or male animal?
We don't know. You always go for the question which nobody can think about it. Exactly. That's why I scared from you. Allah knows I don't have any idea about it. When we don't know,
you think she, that's why I'm
asking. When we don't know, I said I don't know. I cannot go by my mind.
Does that make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference, to be honest with you. Anyway, nothing similar to this animal. Because did you ever see animal speaking?
Not yet.
Yes, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that Al-Hudhud also spoke with the Sulaiman, but his language. But this one speak all the language. Okay. So Naml also, the ant spoke with Sulaiman. Right. How about real animal? Bakara. Cow. Did you have an idea there is a bakara in the time of the Prophet ﷺ speaking? In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, in Hadith in Bukhari. Hadith in Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ, a people before you. كَانَ رَجُلٌ لَهُ بَقَرَةٌ, a man who owned a cow. فكان يحمل عليها حملا ثقيلا. He used to load and unload over the cow with heavy loading. Then the cow spoke to the man. The Prophet, he said this hadith, remember, it's not me. He spoke to the man, to the owner. قالت يا هذا ما خلقت لهذا. Oh you, Allah did not created me. For Allah did not creating me for the purpose to load and load. ولكن خلقت للدرة والحرث. But Allah created me for another purpose. To produce milk, to be milked. And also for, you know, cultivations in the land. Then the man, he asked, he said, عجبا بقرة تتكلم. I'm exciting. My wonders, a cow is speaking. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and told the Sahaba about this. Who told the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel. But the purpose for this hadith is when he came and told to examine the faith of the believers. Because the Prophet Allah said about him, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Indeed, he is a revelation to be revealed. So the purpose to bring this story from the Prophet ﷺ to the Sahaba to examine the faith of the Sahaba. Because when the Prophet ﷺ came and he said, Baqaratun tatakallam, kana a man before you, he used to have a cow and he used to put a heavy staff over it. Then she told him, Allah did not create me for this purpose. Sahaba in the masjid, قالوا عجبا بقرة تتكلم يا رسول الله. It's so exciting. A cow speaking, messenger of Allah. قال نعم. Yes. ويؤمن بذلك. And the one who believed that, like me, two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. And they weren't, Abu Bakr and Umar, they weren't in the masjid. They are not there. But the Prophet, he mentioned their name. And he said, أَوَيُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ Abu Bakr believing in that, and Umar, and he never told them that. But in advance, he confirmed the face of Abu Bakr and Umar. He said, and when he said, they believe Abu Bakr and Umar to show the Sahaba anything Allah, his messenger, saying, the most sincere, the most strong in faith, Abu Bakr and Umar. He chose these two companions. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, you know, why we call him al-Siddiq? Why you call him al-Siddiq? Yeah, trustful. I know the English. I don't ask you to translate it for me. I'm just saying exactly why. Allah yakrimak, mashallah. Barakallah fika, Shaykh. Jazakumullah khair. Allah yarda alayk. Okay. Siddiq, because saddaqahu indama kadhabahu nas. He trusted him when the people deny. Who was the first one became a Muslim? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Subhanallah. And why we call him As-Siddiq? You remember when he visited his Lord? And he came down after, in the Fajr, before the Fajr. And he spoke, he gathered the people of Quraysh around the Kaaba. Khala ayyuhal nas, it's happened with me so and so and so and so. And I went to Aqsa Masjid and then I traveled to exactly with the Jibreel to 7. So the people started joking. The Quraysh. They ran to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr wasn't with them. They ran to find him to speak because they know that he is the most closer companion to Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Abu Bakr. Ya Abu Bakr. Look, your friend, he became crazy. He lost his brain. He claimed that he went to Aqsa Masjid, which we traveled for 1 month to reach there. And then he visited his Lord through the 7 heavens and so on and so. What Abu Bakr said? قال والله إن خالها فقد صدق. والله if he said that said, he said the truth. He did not speak with the Prophet yet. Abu Bakr did not speak with the Prophet. He did not meet him yet. إن قالها if he said فقد صدق. He said the truth. ولماذا لا أصدقه في ذلك? And why I don't believe him in that? While I believed him for something bigger than that, Al-Quran. Is that right or not? The Muslim should actually learn about this. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, some Muslim today, I'm suffering in a different masjid. When some people came and they deny the hadith and they believe the Quran. But both of them came from Rasulullah. Why you believe the Quran and why you disbelieve the hadith? He said, you are from Ahlul Hadith. Yes, I am. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Ahlul Hadith, they are Wahhabi. That's what they said. Even they said Imam al-Bukhari, he's a Wahhabi. Imam Bukhari, between Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab and Imam al-Bukhari, almost like 900 years. But they said, they make it retroactive. Retroactive. Exactly. Imam al-Bukhari was what? Wahhabi too. Inna lillahi wa inna lillahi. Anyway, we need to finish the class before we leave. Where is this animal, the beast, where is it come from? This beast are miracle, come from the earth. The head of this beast reaches the sky. And the leg, it's in the land. Nobody can reach it. And none one of the people that time are able to kill it. Because that's something strange animal. And people actually, when they saw something beast, you know exactly this Dracula and all this so on. So this beast is an animal, a scary animal, very heavy air. He's speaking with the people. The people will say, what a Sheikh Akiba? Jinn. When the animal is speaking, could you imagine if you're walking in a street and you find animal to speak with you? Could you imagine about this? What's going to happen to you? Don't tell me because you may work with the mayor office, you are strong. No, 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 no. You're going to run. You're going to believe it. Actually, this is like a jinn. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Umar ibn al-Khattab, while he walking in the night time in Medina Street, he found a dog spoke with him. Dog. Then he told him, قال أعطني يدك. Give me your hand. So the dog gave the hand to قال أأنت جني؟ You are from Al-Jinn, he said, yes. Could you imagine if somebody tell you, I'm from the Jinn, what's going to happen to you? You know how many people they come here in the Masjid, Ya Sheikh, I cannot pray. Every time I start praying, somebody pull me out from my clothes in his house. Jinn, wali'auzu billah, we ask Allah to exactly to protect all of us from the Jinn. But the Jinn are able to change his form to animal. So we know that about this, alhamdulillah. So this animal will come out from Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Will come out from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. Ashraf Buqa' al-Ard, the most honored place exactly in the land. And some of the scholars, they said it's come from somewhere else. Come from somewhere else. People will see this animal visible. With a clear eyes. And the news is spread all over the land. I don't know if the CNN will be there or not, or Al Jazeera channel to spread the news. I don't know. But anyway, people, when they saw this animal, people scared, start run. Some of the people ran to the masjid. And the animal, this animal, this beast, will come to the people in the masjid. And will say, الآن تصلون. Now you're going to pray. So who told this animal, now you escape into the masjid to pray. Now you start to pray. This is speaking with them in the masjid. So what happened after that? Allah taught her to identify who is a kafir. And who is a Muslim? She will find the real Muslim who pray and will come by the head of this animal and touch all their face. Come and touch them by exactly on their face. And their face became like shining, like light, powerful light. And will come to the one who doesn't pray. And also seal in the head, kafir. That means here, evidence that the one who leaves the salah is a kafir. The difference is between us, the Prophet ﷺ, different. الفرق بيننا أو العهد بيننا وبينهم الصلاة. The difference between us, I said, who's them, Ya Rasulullah? قال ومن اليهود والنصارى, the Christian and you. You Allah, make your smushel to pray. So she will seal over the kafir, and those also who never be Muslim will be exactly write it down on their head, the kafir. So the whole land will be identified. This is the believer and this is the kafir. Could you imagine about this? People will know that time.
The Sheikh.
No.
That will be قبل نزول المهدي المنتظر ولا بعد؟
No, في نفس الوقت. No. طيب. Some of the story, you may read it in Islamic, that this beast has two things. The stick of Musa and the ring of Sulaiman. To be honest with you, Imam al-Tirmidhi mentioned it, but this is hadith on da'if.
ضعيف. It's able to seal over the Muslim, over the Muslim to be a Muslim or مؤمن and to seal. Number first, I'm going to take 2 minutes. What did she say? What this animal say? أن الناس, the rest of the آيات, أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. And we'll say, saying that the people were of our verses not certain in faith. They don't believe. They don't believe. The Muslim, we have Muslim, they don't believe the Quran. Yes. Today there is a secular Almaniyun. The secular today in the, from the Muslim side. When you speak with them, they told you Quran is the old verses. It's not actually for our generation. We have technology today. We have satellite. We have TV. We have so and so. They don't believe what Allah says in the Quran. They are secular. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Ask Allah to fix our heart with iman and to be one of the followers of the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So people like this today, Muslim, they make everyone to confuse about their deen when they bring something today. وَلِحَوْلَ لَكُوتَ اللَّهِ. Now, so what happened after that? We know come from the Masjid al-Haram. And people said, they said, it's from somewhere else. Where is going to go? He started to be in the desert first. And stay in the desert for a while. Then she moved to the town and countries. People will see it everywhere. Will see this animal, the beast. And this is horrible. Looking, speaking with the people. People will run everywhere, everywhere. Because this is something nobody is able to kill it. That is a problem too.
Before the Dajjal or?
Yeah, that's before the Dajjal. Nobody, because she is the one, as we going to start inshallah, Sheikh Yunus, the story of Dajjal, when the Sahaba, led by Tamim al-Dari, he came from Palestine, they took a ship, they got lost in the sea, and the wind pushed the ship to the land. When they landed in the shore of this, we don't know where is this island. This is the best we'll meet and speak with Tamim al-Dari and the Sahaba. He said, in this fortress, there is a man who needs to speak. That's al-Masih al-Dajjal, that's the Antichrist. And the Sahaba, they will enter this fortress, and then they're going to speak with al-Masih al-Dajjal, and he will ask them a lot of questions. We will see that in the next day when we speak about Al-Dajjal, inshallah. In 1 minute before Sheikh Lutfullah leave, what happened? After that, what's happened? Huzaifa, they ask Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Rasulullah, Sahaba asked him, Min ayna takhruk? From where will this animal, this beast will come out? Qala, min a'zam al-masajid hurma inda Allah. The biggest and the most honor exactly mosque in the whole entire world. Which is the best mosque? Al-Masjid al-Haram. Where? تخرج بينما عيسى يطوف بالبيت. Here you go. He will come out from Al-Masjid al-Haram while عيسى عليه السلام and the believer that time they make tawaf around the Kaaba. So he will come out from Al-Bayt al-Haram while عيسى what? Performing what? Tawaf around the Kaaba, inshallah ta'ala. وَمَعْهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. And what happens going to happen? What is the sign? That time, actually, the believer around Mecca, the land will be bumped up, shaking a lot. People will run from Al-Masjid al-Haram, and they run to As-Safa, and the Safa will be split. The land, big rock, As-Safa, will be next to the Safa, the land will be open. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah a'lam what's going to happen when this is, subhanAllah. Anyway, this is actually has a lot of power. A lot of power. So, he will be showing this is the one of the sign of the day of the judgment. It's the hour. So, we understand before you leave. Isa alayhi salam, he will be there. That means in the time of Isa alayhi salam. And you remember also, Al-Mahdi. When Isa will be descended, will come out from the heaven, and he put his two hands over the two wings of the angel, and will come in East Damascus, at the lighthouse of the ship. He will come out, he found the Salah is what?
Al-Fajr.
Establishing, Salat al-Fajr. And who is leading the Salah? Al-Mahdi. That's mean Al-Isa alayhi salam, Al-Mahdi, the Dabba, and the smoke, the first sign. This is actually will remain the smoke in the land for 40 days. Sheikh Abdul Rahman, you are not here. This smoke, 40 days will remain in the land. 40 days a night. So this is the second sign, inshallah. And next class, we will move, inshallah ta'ala, to where, to speak about what? Tomorrow? Ad-Dajjal. Be ready for a wonderful class for Ad-Dajjal, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from this fitna. Ask Allah to give us strength in the iman. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much, Sheikh.
Barakallahu fikum.
أنت عندك قناة يا شيخ؟
عندي نعم.
عندك قناة؟
نعم.
عندك قناة. عشان احنا ما تكونش عندنا وقت كثير أحسن. قناة. الله يرحم والديك.
www. مسجد منهاتن. www. مسجد منهاتن. One word. مسجد منهاتن. www.mejidmanhattan.com. When you open it, go for the audio and multimedia. So the beast will come out. It's a court, a criminal court at that time too.
That's a criminal court.
هيرجع السيف
ويسمعوا الكلام ده
لا لا يقول لك انت مجنون هو يقول لك حاجة فاكر انت يا شيخ لما حصل هنا في البلد ده كنت موجود عندنا هنا حضرتك حصل ساندي ساندي السيتي هنا اتقفلت شهرين
انا فاكر ولا شيء
ما في اكسجين ولا في اي حاجة انترنت ما فيش كل حاجة قادر يوقف كل هذه المواقف
الكلام ده أنا بشوف كتير أحمد ديدات مناظرته
أيوة
وسبحان الله ما في قصيصين عرب
أيوة
ويعني داروا اللجوء وهم ما شاء الله دكاترة
نعم نعم
في اللغة العربية وفي الديانة
نعم
فسبحان الله الكلام الراجل ده يعني سبحان الله الحجر ممكن يتكلم
ها
وهدول قصيصين ولا الهوى زي ما بتنفخ في قربة زي ما
أتم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاء ولهم إيه بس غلست
وتخيل بيقول لي بيقول له بص انتم طالبة عاوزين تعبدوا عيسى عاوزين تعبدوا انتم أولى لكم تعبدوا آدم اللي من ده ما عنده لا أم ولا أب
ولا أب ولا أم ليه بتقولوا على عيسى ابن الله
سبحان الله
طب ما ليه ما بنقولش على آدم ابن الله
يا الله من ده أولى منه
لا أولى منه على الأقل هذا له أم أما آدم ليس له أم ولا أب
ويضرب لهم أمثلة من القرآن
لا لا لا
ولا الهوى
سبحان الله
يلا السلام عليكم.